Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Rooker. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Lintz. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foote fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a pop-up towards third. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz bunts towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker fires to first and has Davis trapped. There's the throw to Stennett, who tags Davis for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. Sanguillan moves to second. Two outs. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Singleton moves to third. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker spins to throw to second. Safe. The throw to home, and Singleton is out. Breeden moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Stennett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stennett moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. Stennett moves to third. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0 for 0 in the game. Lintz strikes out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sanguillan hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Breeden takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bailey scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Singleton moves to third. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote is walked intentionally. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-1 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lentz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0-for-1 in the game. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lentz throws to second for one, and Cox throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Rooker moves to second. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parker throws the ball into Mendoza, who tags Singleton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bailey scores. It's 4-0, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lentz scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Moreland now pitching. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Hal Breeden. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 2 in the game. Kleins hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Brett pinch hits for Mario Mendoza. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Frank Tavares now playing shortstop. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0 for 2 in the game. Lintz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Popovich pinch hits for John Moreland. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stennett moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stennett moves to third. Hebner moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stennett scores. Hebner scores. It's 4-2, Expos. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foote for a passed ball. Stargell moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 3 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 2. The Expos will come to bat. Kent Tekulve now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tekulve fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tavares. Singleton moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Little now playing left field. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-3 in the game. Kleins hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk pinch hits for Kent Tekulve. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Sanguilan moves to second. Kurt Bebakwa pinch runs for Richie Zisk. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stennett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.